Title: Top Loop Shape Course for Sunrise Set Emotion in Ableton Lev 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vides Beginner. Alright, let's build that old school jungle, early DNB top loop engine that feels like it's rolling forward but also lifting emotionally, like a sunrise set. We're doing this beginner friendly, all in Ableton Lev 12, and we're focusing on groove, hats, rides, shakers, little ghost textures, and movement over 16 to 32 bars so it feels DJ ready. Quick mindset before we touch anything. Your top loop is basically one instrument. Even if it's three tracks, we want it to sound like one drummer with one personality, not three separate loops stacked on top of each other. If it feels like separate layers fighting, we'll thin one out. Step 0. Set up the session clean and fast. Set your tempo to 168 BPM. That's right in the classic jungle pocket. Now make a few tracks. Create a MIDI track called Top Hats. Create another MIDI track called Shaker / Perk. Create an audio track called Noise / Texture. Optional, but it really helps the sunrise vibe. And then set up two return tracks. Return A is short verb. Return B is dub echo. On return A, load Ableton Reverb. Choose a room algorithm or plate if you want it a touch brighter. Put the decay somewhere around 0.6 to 1.2 seconds. Pre-delay around 10 to 25 milliseconds, because pre-delay helps keep your dry hats punchy while the space blooms behind them. High cut the reverb to around 6 to 9K so it stays smooth. And because it's a return, the dry / wet is 100%. On return B, load echo. Set the time to 1/8 dotted, or 1/4 if you want a slower, floatier dub feel. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it so it doesn't clutter the mix. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz and low pass around 5 to 8K. Add a little modulation so it wobbles slightly. That wobble is part of the old school magic. And again, on a return, dry / wet stays 100%. Cool. Now we pick hat sources without overthinking. On the top hats track, load a drum rack. In there, we want three basic flavors. A closed hat that's tight and short, like a clean TSS. An open hat that's short, not a huge trance hat that washes over everything. And a ride or a thin metallic hat, something with that breakaway, crunchy edge. If you don't have jungle samples, don't stress. Stock hats can work if we shape them. The groove and the dynamics will carry a lot of the vibe. Now we program the engine. Make a 1-bar MIDI clip on top hats. In this style, the classic foundation is 16th note motion. So put the closed hat on every 16th note across the whole bar. Now here's where beginners usually miss the jungle feel. If you leave all 16 THS, it can sound like a sewing machine. So we create breath, take out a couple hits. An easy starting move is to remove a couple 16 THS near the end of the bar so it inhales into the next bar. You can remove a pair at the very end, or just remove two random 16 THS, but keep the sense that the groove pushes forward into the snare area. And speaking of that, your North Star is snare breathing room. Jungle grooves feel great when there's a tiny pocket before or after the main snare where the top's back off. Even a tiny gap, like a 1/16, can make the snare feel bigger without touching the snare at all. Now add open hat accents. Put open hats on offbeat Y spots that create lift. A reliable beginner pattern is to place open hats on 1.2.3 and 1.4.3 in the bar, and then shorten the open hat's decay so it's snappy. If it rings too long, it'll smear your groove and steal energy from the snare. At this point, if you press play, it should already roll, but it'll probably sound robotic. So now we do the real magic. Groove pool. Open the groove pool in Ableton. Find a groove like Swing 16-65. That's a great starting point. Drag it into the groove pool. Then apply it to your hat clip. Now set the groove settings gently, timing around 30 to 60%. If you slam it to 100, it can start sounding drunk instead of rolling. Add random around 5 to 15%, just to stop it from sounding copy-pasted. And add velocity influence around 5 to 20%, because a little velocity shaping makes it feel like a performance. Teacher note here, if you want upbeat, emotional sunrise energy, you usually want flow over perfect grid precision. Not messy, just flowing. Now, after groove, we shape velocities manually. This is where the shimmer becomes emotional instead of aggressive. Open the MIDI velocity lane. Think in waves. Stronger downbeats, quieter ghost hats, and open hats clearly present but not spiky. As a starter range, put closed hats roughly between 45 and 85. Open hats around 80 to 105, and we'll tame them later with EQ if needed. The goal is breathing. The groove should feel like it's rising and falling slightly, not flatlining. Next layer, shaker / perk for movement without harshness. On shaker slash perk, load another drum rack. Pick a short shaker, a tambourine or rim-like tick, and maybe one tiny click or foley texture. Now, make this clip 2 bars long. 2-bar loops are a secret weapon, because they feel more musical and less like a loop you can instantly predict. Program the shaker as 8ths or 16ths, but leave gaps. Then add one light perk hit in bar 2, something that answers bar 1. That call and response is subtle, but it creates progression without needing fills. Now apply a different groove to this clip. Not wildly different, just not identical. Timing around 20 to 40%. Random a bit higher, like 10 to 20%. Velocity influence around 10 to 25%. That slight mismatch is what makes it feel like layered break fragments rather than one quantized machine. Optional extra spice. Once per bar or once per 2 bars. Do a micro flam on an open hat accent. Duplicate one open hat hit. Nudge the duplicate 5 to 15 milliseconds later, and lower its velocity. You'll feel this urgent drag without adding clutter. Now we shape the tone using a simple stock Ableton chain, because good top loops are not just patterns, they are controlled brightness. On top hats, add EQ 8 first. High pass around 250 to 400 Hz. Hats don't need low junk. If it's piercing, dip around 7 to 10k by 2 to 4 dB. If it's too dull, you can add a tiny shelf around 10 to 12k, like 1 to 2 dB, but be careful. Sunrise is bright, but not painful. Then add saturator. Set it to analog clip. Drive around 1 to 3 dB. Turn soft clip on. And output match it so it's not just louder. We want a little grit and glue, not volume trickery. Then add drum bus. Keep it light. Drive maybe 2 to 8%. Crunch 0 to 5%. Boom basically off for tops. Use damp until the fizz calms down. If hats poke too hard, a really good move is to pull drum bus transient slightly negative. Just a touch. It rounds the spikes. Then add utility. Set width somewhere around 80 to 120%. Here's the warning. Too wide and your hats can disappear in mono, and clubs are basically mono-ish in the wrong parts of the room. We'll do a mono check in a second. Now send some of the hats to short verb, like 5 to 15%, and a tiny bit to dub echo, like 0 to 8%. Tasteful. In this style, space is like seasoning. If you dump reverb on the hats, the groove loses punch. On shaker slash perk you can do a similar lighter chain if needed, but often just EQ and a little send is enough. Now do a quick mono reality check. Put utility on your tops group later, hit mono, and listen. If your sparkle disappears, narrow the dry hats and put width on the reverb return instead. That usually survives mono better. Also, gain staging note. Hats get harsh when you saturate a too hot signal. Keep your tops group peaking roughly minus 12 to minus 6 dB before any heavy character processing. Clean shimmer comes from headroom. Now we build the sunrise shape. This is the emotional trick. Select top hats and shaker slash perk and group them. Name it tops group. On the tops group, add auto filter. Set it to low pass. In the intro, start the cutoff around 3 to 6k. That's warm and distant. By the drop, you want it open to around 12 to 16k so it sparkles. Resonance around 0.5 to 1.2, gentle. A tiny bit of drive if needed, like 0 to 3. Now automate the filter cutoff over 16 bars. Bars 1 to 9, rise slowly. Keep it restrained, like the sun is still below the horizon. Bars 9 to 16, open faster. That's your lift moment. At bar 17, the drop point, it's fully open. Optional lift trick. In the last 2 bars before the drop, push the short verb send up slightly so it feels like the room gets bigger. Then snap it back at the drop so everything feels suddenly close and punchy again. That contrast is huge. You can also automate echo feedback up for 1 bar and then snap it back. That's a classic dub tension move. Now let's arrange it so it evolves like Riedel DNB. A simple 32-bar storyline. Bars 1 to 8. Filtered hats only, with short verb. Keep it teasing. Bars 9 to 16. Add shaker slash perk. Open the tone slightly. Bars 17 to 24. Introduce ride accents or extra ghost ticks, but sparingly. Momentum increases. Bars 25 to 32. Tiny fills and signposts. Easy fill technique. At the end of bar 16 or bar 32, mute the main hat engine for a quarter beat or half a beat. That silence makes the next hit feel massive. And if you want an even bigger move, do a 1-bar dropout style. Keep the shaker running, but mute the main hats for half a bar. Motion stays. Impact increases. Another arrangement upgrade. Call and response hats across 2 bars. Make bar 1 slightly busier, bar 2 slightly emptier. You can remmove 2 to 4 16 THs in bar 2, and replace one with a quiet tick. It feels like the groove is talking to itself. One more advanced but simple emotional technique, accent migration. Over 8 to 16 bars, don't add more notes. Instead, slowly shift where the energy is by nudging velocity so the accent focus moves from closed hats to open hats to ride. It feels like the groove is standing up. Now, quick common mistakes to avoid as you listen back. If everything is full velocity, it'll feel aggressive and flat. Bring the ghosts down. If you use too much swing, it'll wobble and lose that rolling confidence. If your hats are too wide, they'll get facey and vanish in mono. If there's too much reverb, you'll wash out the punch. And if you don't add arrangement movement, even the best one-bar loop gets boring after 8 bars. Optional sunrise sauce. Texture layer. On noise slash texture, drop in a vinyl or noise sample. Add a gate, sidechained from your hats or tops group, so the noise breathes with a rhythm. Set a short release. It'll feel like the room wakes up with a groove. Very sunrise, very atmospheric, and it can glue your tops without adding harsh treble. Before we wrap, here's a mini practice exercise you can do in 10 to 15 minutes. Make 3 versions of your top loop. Version A. Clean sunrise. Smoother EQ. A little more short verb. Gentle shimmer. Version B. Classic rave. Slightly brighter, more open hat accents. Version C. Dark roller. Less reverb. More saturation. Tighter groove timing. Arrange each into 16 bars with filter opening automation and one fill. Bounce each to audio and a slash B them at equal loudness. The goal is to train your ear to hear groove and shape, not just which hat sample is best. Recap to lock it in.